I hope I don't smell like baby vomit, I say, gesturing to myself. It's kind of a disgusting fragrance. I wince and pinch my nose. Marcel chuckles, and it's deep and rich, like he's laughing with his whole chest.
It is not so bad. I once had wine spilled on me mid-flight, an entire glass of Bordeaux right on my lap. I can't smell anything.
He has to be lying. I laugh, the tension in my shoulders easing. He leans back, crossing one ankle over his knee, the picture of relaxed sophistication. Meanwhile, I'm white-knuckling my armrests because we've started our ascent and immediately hit turbulence.
Don't fly much?
He asks, still perfectly calm. Just back and forth for school, I say in a clipped tone that highlights my terror.
So?
His hand gently lays over mine and caresses where I'm clutching the armrest.
On ascent, the plane will hit warm air pockets on hot days like today, since California has unseasonably hot weather. This creates tunnels of warm air that jostle the plane. Nothing to worry about. It'll be over soon, he says, still holding my hand. Are you traveling home for Christmas?
Yes, Rhode Island. I hesitate, then add, I'm going to my grandma's. It's just us this year. My parents ditched me for Aruba. I am blabbering. I need to stop blabbering, and he has got to let go of my hand. I'm about to pass out. I think I'm gonna be sick. His brows lift in surprise.
They left their daughter to spend the holiday alone.
I shrug. Alone with grandma. To be fair, I volunteered. My gran. Well, she lost my grandpa this year. I didn't want her to be alone. She said she didn't mind, and we could all go, saying she was too old for Aruba and didn't look good in a bikini, yada yada. But I knew she'd be sad. I'm going home to be with her like I do every year. I like traditions. I'm good. I don't need to see any more half-naked men, that's for sure. I huff a laugh and realize what I've just said.
Any more?
He raises a brow and releases my hand. Fuck! I mean, yay! God, I could not sound like any more of a stupid moron at this point. I go to a hippy-dippy school. Some students there don't like clothes. Wearing clothes. I mean, some don't wear a lot of clothes. Oh, fuck. I just take a sip of wine and try not to cry.